election year, of course, so many things being talked about. The big three, of course, are the pandemic, the economy, and now Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But also in there, the Green New Deal and all of the associated tentacles of such an idea, climate change and changing the way we get energy in the world, going from fossil fuels and energy-dense materials to, well, little propellers on our hats. That should really get things done. Mark Morano here, the number one ranked climate contrarian in the media, according to the 2019 study in the journal Nature. He's also the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. He's a rebel, folks. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here, Steve.
You contrarian, you. How dare you not take the orthodoxy and gobble it all up? What's wrong with you? What happened to Earth Day? Did you not like your little scholastic reader? Were you a rebel then, too?
I used to love this classic reader. Well, actually, we are defying, you know, Joe Biden came out last week and said, if you basically, you can vote yourself better weather. Our film, Climate Hustle 2, rejects the idea that you can go to the ballot box and vote yourself less floods, storms, hurricanes, wildfires. And we actually show that on every metric, extreme weather is either no trend or declining. We show former United Nations scientists who turned against the UN. And we go through and we show you children indoctrination, and we go actually into the classroom. You'll see some of the tactics they're using. We see when they recruit children, elementary school kids, to sue the U.S. government in order to safeguard their future on climate. And they're trying to impose the Green New Deal through the court system. We go through Hollywood hypocrisy. So Climate Hustle 2 covers that whole range, and we get into wacky solutions like people wanting to be NYU professors who want to shrink human beings genetically so we can lower our carbon footprint.
Wow. Shrink us. It'd be like, you know, didn't Michael Crichton write a book about that? Little shrunken little tiny people? Yeah, he did. I can't remember what it was called.
He did a climate book called State of Fear that actually dealt with all this. And it actually applies to the climate movement perfectly, because if you're not, they could never sell the Green New Deal.
Ever.
On its own merits, the whole centralized socialist takeover of America. But if you get everyone believing there's a climate emergency, we have no time to act, no time for debate, we only have 10 years left.
It's settled science. Mark, sit down and shut your mouth. It's settled science. What the hell is wrong with you? All right, got it. Got it. Mark Morano here. Coming out in 2 days, he won't shut his mouth, folks. I've tried. It doesn't work. September the 24th, 8 p.m., worldwide release, Climate Hustle 2. Is coming out, a closer look at all of what you're describing. Tell us about the film.
Well, we go through and we show how it's not about controlling the climate, it's about controlling you and me. This is a movie that deals with the agenda behind it. So the United Nations vice chair actually admitted a few years ago, the climate treaties, the climate scare is not about the climate or the environment. It's about redistribution of wealth.
Of course.
The head of the UN climate panel, who I interviewed in the movie, she actually says, we seek a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different.
And fair.
The text of the Green New Deal admit it's not about the climate. It's about a change the economy type of thing. So we get into that. We interview former Czech President Václav Klaus, who says the greatest threat to freedom since the fall of the Soviet Union is what he calls ambitious environmentalism or the climate movement.
Well, you know, if you go back to Karl Marx, I mean, you know this, but I don't know how many people outside of the circle of two know this. But, you know, Karl Marx, one of the great cornerstones of Marxism is Mother Earth. You know, so this is not anything new. It's not like they invented something new. It's repeating the old dogma again, isn't it?
It is. In fact, you know, in the film, we interview people who go back. A researcher did work on Marx and Engels, and they were not using weather back in the 19th century in order to achieve their scare. In fact, 1864, you know, we hear, you know, Prince Charles, AOC, 10 years left, and President Obama, everyone's claiming. 1864 was the first climate tipping point that we could find. And it was by a professor who warned of climatic excess if we didn't change our ways. And then, of course, 1989, the UN did a 10-year tipping point. So,
don't you find it remarkable, Mark? I mean, don't you find it remarkable that the common denominator out of all of this is America's too wealthy and greedy, and therefore America's evil and must be destroyed. Otherwise, the planet will burn. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's always the same. We must change. We must take America's wealth and give it to everybody else because it's not fair. Right?
Yes. And we go through, if you go back to the first environmental scares, everything from overpopulation, resource scarcity, even global cooling in the 70s, they all had the same solution as climate change, which is what you just said, sovereignty limiting treaties, wealth redistribution, more central planning by the government. So the idea is this is just using the climate as the latest example to achieve their goals of what they've been trying since the last 50 years, which is essentially a massive expansion of state control. And they just, in climate is a great vehicle because you can indoctrinate the young, scare people. And we also open up talking about COVID. COVID is now very similar. And actually, I open up with a mask on, and we basically show you all the quotes about how Al Gore, the UN, Greta Thunberg, the child activists, are all jealous of the COVID lockdowns. And if you love the COVID lockdowns, you're going to love the climate lockdowns because they're trying to switch from COVID to climate at the same exact solutions.
Ah, yes. Lock yourselves in your home. Live in the root cellar. And don't forget, wear a mask. Mark, you're misbehaving, and you're not sitting down and shutting up as you were told, so what are we going to do with you? All right, where do people find Climate Hustle 2? How do they get a look at it here in 2 days?
Yeah, you go climatehustle2.com. It's 8 o'clock anywhere in the world. It's a rolling live broadcast, which you know, broadcast one time. It has special features, and it's going to be this Thursday night, climatehustle2.com. Kevin Sorbo, the actor from Hercules fame, is going to be hosting. I'm the reporter in it, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun with it. We try to have humor, and we get it's ultimately a film that should scare the hell out of you, but also entertain you.
Well, there you go, because mostly it's liberals that scare the hell out of me. Mark Morano,
great. We feature a lot of liberals.
Well, scare the hell out of me, and I'm fearless. Mark Morano, thank you so much. Climate Hustle 2, climatehustle2.com.
Thank you,
sir.
Steve.
There you have it. Quick break in the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.